This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News, read by Arundhati Paul. Lakshman Prasad Acharya was sworn in as the new governor of Manipur. The swearing-in ceremony was held at the Raj Bhavan in Imphal yesterday morning. The oath of office was administered by the Chief Justice of Manipur High Court, Siddharth Mridul, Manipur Chief Minister N. Biren Singh, Cabinet Ministers, MLAs, top civil, police and paramilitary forces attended the swearing-in ceremony. Similarly, Om Prakash Mathur took oath as the Governor of Sikkim yesterday. He was administered the oath of office by Sikkim High Court Chief Justice Biswanath Sumadal during a function held at the Raj Bhavan in Gangtok. Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang, Cabinet Ministers and other dignitaries were present on the occasion. The Governor was given a ceremonial guard of honour by the Sikkim Armed Police. In Manipur, security forces continue the search operations in sensitive areas to thwart any unwanted incidents. Manipur Police, along with paramilitary forces, conducted a search operation in the foothills of Tikcham, Maningching of Thobul District, and recovered arms and ammunition, which include one sniper rifle with scope, one bolt rifle, one 9mm pistol, six hand grenades, one stun grenade, and other warlike materials. On the other hand, Manipur police arrested three cadres of insurgent outfit, Pripak Progressive, during a search operation conducted in and around Chingneirong of Imphal East. They are involved in extortion activities. The sixth session of the 12th Manipur Legislative Assembly began yesterday. On the first day, the Leader of the House and Chief Minister, N. Biren Singh, who is also holding the finance portfolio, presented an annual state budget estimate of 2024-25 in the House. The new budget reflects the state's total receipts for 2024-25 with an estimate of 34,815 crore rupees, with revenue receipts of 27,716 crore rupees and capital receipts of 7,099 crore rupees. The state's own tax and non-tax receipts are estimated at 2,470 crore rupees and 300 crore rupees respectively. The gross state domestic product for 2024-25 is estimated at 49,937 crore rupees. Presenting the budget, the Chief Minister emphasized on the significance of agriculture to the state's economy and acknowledged the challenges faced by farmers due to unrest and disasters in the state. Compensation has been paid to many affected farmers and more will follow. He also elaborated other key sectors in the budget. Director General of Assam Rifles, Lieutenant General P.C. Nair, has retired after nearly four decades of distinguished service. His superannuation ceremony in Delhi included paying homage at the National War Memorial and National Police Memorial. Lieutenant General Nair's career, spanning 38 years and 11 months, included 11 years with the Assam Rifles. As Director General since June 2021, he led the force through significant achievements, including enhancing security in the northeastern states and supporting the Act East policy. His tenure saw commendable performance during the Manipur crisis, providing stability and aid despite adverse propaganda. He instituted initiatives like Veterans Day to honor veterans and their families. In his farewell address, he expressed pride in his team's accomplishments and gratitude for support from colleagues and family. He also extended best wishes to his successor, Lieutenant General Vikas Lakhera. In Meghalaya, schools falling under the Shillong Municipal Area will remain closed tomorrow in view of the opening ceremony of the Durand Cup 2024. This was announced by the Director of School Education and Literacy yesterday. Shillong is hosting group matches of Durand Cup at the JN Stadium. The opening match will take place tomorrow between local side Shillong Lajong FC and Tribhuvan Army SC of Nepal. The matches will be hosted in four cities, Kolkata, Kokrajhar, Shillong and Jamshedpur. The competition will feature teams from the Indian Super League, I-League as well as armed forces from India, Nepal and Bangladesh. With that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from the Akashvani. Shillong, have a nice day.